All right, so if you are like most churches, hiring that trained professional at the salary that they are expecting, that's most likely not a realistic solution for you. So today we're going to go over the pros and cons of hiring a full-time professional who is more self-taught than professionally trained. I'm your host, Luke Clayton, and welcome to Church Media HQ. Want to give you another reminder that you can actually go ahead and get access to all of these episodes early without having to wait until the next one drops next week. You can get that as part of our all new forever free memberships from Church Media HQ. And there's much more to it than that. In fact, you know, most of the time when you're working with a designer or some type of creative professional, they're going to require upfront payment to even start a new project. Well, here at Church Media HQ, that is how we used to do it, because again, that's just kind of the conventional way to do it. And we're kind of saying, nope, we are going to break the system, if you will, and we're going to do it our own way. We're going to do it different. And so we no longer have this requirement for upfront payment, which means that you can send requests for new designs or even start a new website at no upfront cost to you. All you do is, it's really simple. You just send your requirements. Our team, we deliver you your designs and your concepts, and you're only going to pay if you like what you see. It's that simple. There's no catch. It's just easy as that. And this is just one of the many features that's available through these forever free memberships, and they are available right now at churchmediahq.com. So now, cost should no longer be a barrier for you starting a new design or web project there at your church, because you can start for free today at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. Welcome to your weekly coaching session that looks to teach you a new concept, provide some creative insight, and maybe even help you avoid a mistake so that you can achieve excellence in your media and your marketing. Now, if you find this content helpful, then help someone else out by taking a moment to share this with another leader or creative like yourself. The trained professional is too expensive for your church. Yeah, that's typically the case. In fact, hiring a trained full-time professional it's just a pipe dream for nearly any, and not just churches, really any organization, businesses and whatnot. Hiring somebody full-time, I mean, it's reserved for kind of like the big dogs, if you will. However, there is another form of creative professional that may more likely be an option for you, and that is the self-taught volunteer, or maybe someone who's already working for you on your staff. And this is essentially the person who has taught themselves through YouTube, Google, and they just kind of figured it out on their own. And look, I'm going to go through some pros and cons, but I'm just going to be the first to say, I love these guys because I am one of these guys. I have no formal training on anything in terms of creative media. I think I took like one class in college that kind of touched on it, but I have no degrees, nothing like that. I mean, everything I have done has been self-taught, and I often like to make the joke that if I could get credit hours based off of like the amount of YouTube videos I've watched and so forth, then I would. I'd have a PhD in what I do, because all I have done is just learn on my own. So here are some pros of working with someone who's more self-taught. Well, they're going to work at a much more affordable rate, because many times they are learning on the job. And so they are going to, you know, work at that more affordable rate and not going to, you know, expect near as much as the trained professional would. They're likely going to be more willing to take on a more responsibility, because again, they're learning on the job, and they're saying, okay, yeah, if I can learn something about, I've got Photoshop down, but I want to learn Illustrator better. Yeah, sure. I'm game to give it a try, or I'm game to even try some video work or whatever it may be. And so they're going to be likely more willing to take on responsibility, but this can actually be a con, because they will be prone to take on too much due to that lack of experience and just not understanding, you know, the time required for certain projects. The media, the tech guys, they are often the most overworked members of your team. And look, this comes from, again, this is coming from a heart of experience. Like, this has been me. And then due to that overwhelm or lack of experience, and sometimes even, unfortunately, a lack of talent, because I will say you can learn a lot of this, but there is a level of talent needed that just tends to come naturally, and not all people have that. So due to, you know, this overwhelm, lacking that experience, lacking the talent, the quality of work can be maybe good, but not great. That said, some guys, they discover this talent and they really wind up being very, very good. So you're really rolling the dice, if you will, in terms of you're kind of taking your chances. You're saying, hey, this guy's interested. He's willing. He's got a Mac, so he must know how to operate, you know, Photoshop and create cool stuff and videos, right? And so you give him a chance, and you know, but hey, and then again, you're also, I said, you're risking that chance of them being overwhelmed and not knowing how to handle certain things, not understanding the time commitments that are going to be needed to get things done. And so things start falling to the cracks for those reasons, or maybe they're just not good. You know, they're not as good as, you know, a true professional would be. And so things just like I said, they're kind of lackluster maybe. So again, you're kind of rolling the dice here. Many times though, when you do find someone who is good and they wind up being good at what they do, they discover this talent, and the overwhelming workload on top of, you know, kind of discovering their talent, or maybe a combination of both, they lead to them resigning their position. So this is my story. And mine was more due to the overwhelm. You know, it was just having to do with my things affecting my personal life. And I was working at a church and I had to leave. And it wasn't the church's fault. It was my fault because I was taking on too much and I was overwhelming myself. And I know so many other creatives that this has happened to. I mean, I could name literally off the top of my head right now, I could probably name 5 to 10 guys that I know that this is what happened to them. This happens pretty commonly. And like I said, there's different reasons for why. Like I said, for me, it was overwhelm, but I know other guys that it was more for them about the fact that they realized, hey, I have this talent. And so now I'm going to, essentially go and actually make a little bit more income than I can here working at this church. So this is just, again, stuff you have to consider. And speaking of considerations, when you're considering hiring this position, as a church, your team, your media team there, whether they're volunteer or paid, you have to keep this in mind that they're going to be serving in really one of two kind of domains. There is the ministerial domain. This is, you know, the teaching, the preaching, greeting, worship, music, kind of the front-facing stuff, if you will, kids ministries, small groups, doing counseling, stuff like that. You know, this is like kind of true ministry, and like I said, it's a little more front-facing. And then there's the operational stuff that's more behind the scenes, you know, your finances, budgeting, HR, you know, your office and administrative, you know, organization scheduling, technology, IT, and then this is also where that creative media and marketing fits. And there's certainly going to be overlap between both of these domains, but when it comes to hiring, I have found that it's most ideal to hire exclusively for one or the other if possible. If you need someone to do both, then hire someone to oversee and direct rather than actually do the work. So in other words, instead of hiring someone to actually be your graphic designer and be your videographer, but also be your youth pastor and do all the work that involves and all of those things I just described, you would say, well, hey, I really want you to be worship pastor. I want you to be worship leader, whatever it may be. But I am going to have you also just oversee our media department, taking more of a leadership role and a role where they would then delegate than actually, you know, going in and doing the actual work. So here's some questions you have to ask. Can your church afford the growing rate? Going back to our last episode, can your church afford the going rate of a trained professional? And then when you do expect, when you do, you know, make this hire, what are you expecting them to do? Are you expecting them to oversee or to actually do the creative media work? Here's the bottom line. The vast majority of churches do not need, nor will they ever need, a full-time hire to handle their creative media. Now, there's some of you out there, I know that comes as a shock. You think, no, again, like that's the dream. But here's the truth. It's not a need for the vast majority of churches. And because here's the thing, even if you consider churches that are big churches. But the truth is that it's only like something like 2%, or no, it's lower than that. It's like 1%. I think it's like 0.5% of churches have run more than 2,000. That's the number. That puts you in the mega church category. These are the types of churches that have the budget to make these hires. And unless you are in that top 0.5%, that's not your church. And so needing to make a hire in this way that is full-time is almost certainly not going to be something that you need. Now, as you continue to make these decisions, and they're really important about, hiring, we do want to help you here at Church Media HQ, and we're going to start your next design or web project, and it's going to cost nothing up front. You can start for free at churchmediahq.com, and if you are interested, if what we present you do like what you see, and you want to be interested in moving forward and upgrading your membership, well, all you have to do is use the code HIRE25, that's HIRE25, to get 25% off any membership. Use code HIRE25 to get this discount and sign up for free and get started at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com. So full-time creative professionals of any kind, they rarely work out for a church in the long run, but next time, we are going to finally take a look at what is considered the best approach to hiring for your creative needs. And until then, stay innovative, keep dreaming, and please don't stop creating. And I'll see you in the next episode.